Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
All right, confession time. What do you got for us?
Now, I don't know if this is not a bad one.
Oh, but none of them are bad. No, yeah. None of them.
Well, the things, like I just told you before, where I turned up on the wrong day of school.
Yeah, okay, that's bad.
That's
okay.
Hilarious. I was so embarrassed.
But has anyone done it today? If you have, get in touch. Did you go to school with your kids and go, oh, man.
Got
the day wrong.
0429-985-985 text us. But what I want to talk about today is keeping kids' birthday cards.
Oh, yeah.
So one of my kids had a birthday last week, and I think I'm a birthday card hoarder.
You just keep them?
I just keep them. So every how far, single one.
So you've
I've got a
got
cupboard
all
at
your
home.
Kids and
yeah, I've got
all
a
of them.
Cupboard at home full of just cards from that the kids have gotten for birthdays. All
from
three
like,
of them.
Oh, well, hang on. So where's the line? Like, what if they got one from a friend at school that was like, happy birthday?
No.
Okay, so those ones go in the bin.
Yeah. I throw most of my kids' artwork in the bin.
Okay, but if it's from, like, say, Nana and Papa or whatever, you'll keep those ones.
Yes. Because, people pay, like, $5 to $7 for a card.
Oh, yeah,
and then
cards,
they spend time writing in it.
Well,
so I can't justify putting it in the bin.
Sometimes people don't spend a lot of time writing in them.
Is that you?
Well, sometimes you're in a rush and you're driving and you're trying to do two things at once. Not driving. I'm a passenger. I don't drive and write
and
cards. Let me just clarify.
Or do you?
No, definitely do not.
Okay.
Very unsafe. Do not do that.
But yeah, so I want to know, because there got to be other things that people keep. Like this one has like no, it doesn't, there's no reason really why I keep
it. It doesn't benefit you.
No, benefits nobody.
Do you ever go
Maybe
back
my conscience.
And... Do you ever go back and go, oh, look at this card that someone wrote to my
Sometimes,
daughter 4 years ago? You do?
Yeah, if I'm like cleaning stuff out, I'll have a quick look through, but not enough to warrant to keep every single card that they've ever gotten.
How many do you reckon you have?
Oh.
Are we talking like the best
So my eldest
20?
Daughter is almost eight, so 7 years.
7 years of birthday.
Yeah, so, and so if you say like 10, just per like average.
You need a cabinet just for
the cards.
I
know,
this
I should probably throw them out. So I want to know, what do you keep of your kids?
A few texts come through. Fiona, all the kids' artwork. Yes, every single one of them. They're in a big folder.
Oh, I like that.
It would be cool looking back. If I could see something that I drew when I was 3 years old, I'd be fascinated.
You'd like that?
I think I would.
Okay.
I'd go, well, my art ability hasn't really changed much.
Have you done it for your chickens too?
Of course. Yeah.
But could you do that? Could you like put some paint in the chicken coop and let them scratch it? Yeah.
If I knew it was going to make me money, yes.
Give it a go. Let's do that.
Would you buy my chicken art?
Producer Solana, write that down. We're going to get Jazeel's chickens to do some art, and then we're going to try and sell it.
No one is going to want my chicken art.
No, you don't know, Jazeel. Anyway, my sister, by the way, texted me saying I keep
she
cards too.
She wants my
too.
Chicken art?
No,
oh,
no.
Right.
She also keeps cards, so it must run in the family.
Hereditary.
Yeah.
It's
genetic. Josh texted in. He says he keeps, they're sleeping teddy. That's cute.
Oh, yeah.
That's
never
nice.
Never had one of those. Also, Dave got in touch, and he swaps out his card, so he keeps them. He's got the top five. So if one comes in and it's better than the first, he'll swap it out. So he's got a rotation of the best cards he's ever received in his life.
I really like that. I'd like you to tell the people, too, so then they know when they get
you've been dropped.
Off. You've been dropped. Your card's off the list. Sorry, guys.
It just makes you want to work harder for the next birthday. Yeah. Like, got to get back on that top five. Top five, here we go.
And Emma texted in, she keeps the baby blankets that her children came home from hospital with.
So we got Ronnie on the phone. Ronnie, how are you going?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
We're great. Ronnie, what have you kept? Well, first of all, how old are your kids, Ronnie?
I'm a granddad. My youngest kid is 27 years old.
Okay.
Nice. And good what on. Have you kept?
I've kept his milk teeth, his first feeding spoon and also his first pair of shoes.
Really?
Where do you keep them all?
He was born in South Africa and then we moved to New Zealand and now we live in Australia. So it's traveled with us all and I've handed it over to him now, you know?
Was he thankful or was he, like, what was his response?
When you hand him a bag
he was
of
really
teeth.
Thankful that I kept it. So he's got it like in the middle frame, basically, yeah.
Wow.
In the teeth? The teeth are in a frame?
The teeth is in a little like glass container, and it's just about four or five of his milk teeth.
Look at that. Wow. See, I've heard of people doing that. I haven't talked to someone who's done that, though.
It's the next step.
It is. Keeping them.
Ronnie, thank you so much for the call. We've got Debbie on the phone. Debbie, what have you kept of your kids?
I've got four kids, and I've actually kept each of their teeth. But the problem was I actually put it in one container, so I don't know who to do.
You just got a whole container of kids' teeth.
They're not going to know. Just separate them and say that that's one kid.
Think about that.
What's your plan for them long term?
Well, it was the idea of giving it to them when they were older, but I just, you know, as you move, you just kind of, that's all, just put it all in the one container. And then, I kind of forgot that it was each different person. Oh.
The one container. They'd make a beautiful necklace.
What? No. No. Would you, do you feel like you've missed out because your mum never gave you your teeth?
I don't know. I think it was because when my kids were little, the first tooth that they lost, they received a charm bracelet.
Okay.
And a charm for every tooth that they lost to go on it.
Right. That's a
way
to do it.
So it was special. Yeah, but then, unfortunately we got broken into and all of those are stolen, unfortunately. Oh. But I still got the teeth, so maybe I could redo it again.
Just make a bracelet out of the teeth. Debbie.
What is wrong with you? You constantly wanted to make jewellery out of teeth.
I don't know what's wrong with me, just now.
Debbie, thank you so much for the call. What a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.